pleased to have as my guest Ed Edwards on the topic of biointrinsic energy. Ed is an energy healer, tested at laboratories around the country, and he's here today to share with you this fascinating form of healing. Welcome, Ed.
Hello, Dr. Cope. Glad to be here again.
Well, we had interviewed you before, I believe, in December. Is that right?
It was Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was Thanksgiving, close to December.
Yes.
Right,
close
right.
December, yes.
So if anybody wants to take a listen to that interview after this one, they can do so at www.plasticos.com under Resources and Radio, and or just Google Temple of Health, Ed Edwards, with Ed it being EDD. You want to let folks know a little bit about what kind of healing you do?
I sure will, and we've had some major breakthroughs here since we spoke last on it during that show.
Great.
Since then, I went back to the Ryan Research Center and did several days with them, and then got hooked up with people up there that go to the Ryan but are separate from them that are suffering with Lyme disease and various complications. And so I did some private sessions with these people, not knowing them or anything, and by the time I got back down here to Georgia from my trip, my phone's been ringing off the hook.
Well, great.
I'm working with them now, and I've set up, reopened a chat room where I get to do this energy long range on people all over the country, and it's happening in an enormous way. I've got a couple of them. We'll be able to have them call in on the call line here in a few minutes, if you like, to kind of give an idea of what I've done and where it's going. So we're trying to put together right now a whole network where I can work with people with Lyme disease all over the country.
And well, that would be good because Lyme is tough. It's
an
immune deficiency, probably from a weaponized intracellular spirochete. So it's also not just ticks anymore. It's probably spread by other organisms and other contacts, even human-to-human contact. And we interviewed some authors on Lyme's disease as well that people can check in on if they want to revisit those.
Would you like to go ahead and take one of the calls from them?
I can sure, that's
call
fine.
In. The first one would probably be Deb, if she can hear me, if she'd call in on that 800-888 number. And we'll see if Don gets it in there. I'm also still using the energy on, of course, the cancers, doing stuff with cancer with people, also with the arthritis and bursitis. I mean, everything with pain associated is seeing almost instant relief and all. And getting some really good success out of it. I've been making a lot of trips and going to be going back up to Raleigh-Durham by the Ryan Center, but I'm going to be now going up to work with different medical centers up there, too. They have, well, a lot of them that are working with the Lyme disease, they want me to come in and work with their patients up there about once a month. So I'll be making more trips up that way, along down to your place also. I'm getting more calls now coming in. Well, does Dawn there in the center have that call? Or did she call in?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, nobody called in yet.
Nobody's called in?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going here.
Do you want to explain to people how you can do the healing distantly?
Yes. Well, I'm able to control the higher frequency energies within my mind. And by doing that, I'm able to project this energy out, which allows me to lock in with their energy or the person that I'm working on. Basically, I vibrate my systems into a level that allows me to do a link with people. And when I link with them, I'm able to realign all their electrical systems within their bodies, which allows for their own systems to just naturally start healing very fast. And I've also learned how to do this over the telephone. I don't have to be in person, and doing it in these chat rooms where I'm doing more than one person at once now. And that's something here in a few moments we can try with your whole audience here if you like we did on
right.
that last show. And I've still got people that are going and listening to the last show that took part in the experiments as though it was in real time, and they're getting the same effects as though it were real time.
Deb is with us.
Hello?
Deborah is with us.
Deborah is with us.
Oh. Right.
Good. Hello, Deborah.
Hi.
I thought I'd get you on in here and let you explain to them a little better what I was doing, how I helped y'all with your Lyme disease.
Yeah, well, I've had chronic Lyme for 20 years and had a really bad outbreak in, I guess, last fall, and had pretty much been in bed and using crutches to get around. My knee was really inflamed and unstable, and had a lot of other symptoms in my eye, flashing lights. And I guess I started working with Ed only a mere 2 weeks ago. And I can say I'm up and about, and I have, I mean, practically fully recovered. It's pretty miraculous. My physical therapist is shocked by the 180-degree turn around that I've had. My doctor is also shocked and very, very happy about the changes. And the flashing in my eyes is totally gone, and been working with Ed to connect him with other people because there's so many people suffering from this, and he's just done so much for me. I mean, I feel like I have my life again, and I'm an organic farmer. I'm outside all the time and around ticks all the time, and I really was at a place of wondering whether or not I was going to have to leave the farm and leave my whole lifestyle. So I am very, very, very appreciative to Ed for the work that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I'm getting, you know, friends of hers and other people from all over the country now. And like I say, I'm able to help them over the phone, but it is stronger in person. But if they can't get to me, the phone sessions and things like that are having a miraculous effect with them. You know. Well, shall we
yeah,
light up?
I will say that...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I would say that even though you only worked with me once in person, Ed, and then a short time when you came out to the farm here, so just two short sessions in person, and everything since then has been online through the Pal Talk or on the phone, and it's just continues every day. I just feel stronger and stronger. I feel my energy field growing and energy coming back. And like I say, it's dramatic. Well, the first time I went to the PT, well, the day before I saw Ed, I couldn't even lift my leg off of the table, not even an inch. And I can totally move my leg up, down, flex it, and have full extension now 2 weeks later. So... it's amazing. And a lot of that did happen through the phone and being on the Pal Talk and the Skyping, because I think once you're connected in, it just happens. It's connecting into something much larger than Ed, into that universal energy.
That's true.
Yeah, thank you, Deb.
Yeah.
Now, Deb's also hooked me up with her doctor up there in Raleigh, or where is it, in Durham? Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, yeah.
And so I'm going to be going up there in about around March the 1st to work with their other Lyme disease patients there. So they're lining up a whole bunch of people for me to go work with.
That's great.
And so we're just setting up a whole network on this. Well, shall we try something with the whole audience?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's what I do with these people and with anyone else. Let me get my phone up here for speakerphone. Now, if everybody out in the audience will do a little exercise with their hands, we'll do a long-range energetic healing here. And if any of you can stand up, it has a much greater effect for the demonstration of the energy. All right, everybody hold their hands out in front of them. Be about the same
or shake somebody's hands, or if you're going praying, with your palms touching and your fingertips touching. Okay, now if everybody would just break contact with the hands and very slowly pull your hands apart 2 or 3 inches, and then change directions, move them back together about a half an inch, and then pull them apart again just a little, you should start feeling a magnetic heat or tingling sensation in your hands. Just slowly adjust your hands back and forth till the sensation gets stronger and stronger. All right, let your fingers kind of relax and curl. Kind of keep them spread apart just a little. And I'm going to send pulses through here, which you should feel in the finger muscles. A little stimulation there that might make them want to twitch or wiggle. That's one side coming through. Now I'm going to reverse it. Now sending it backwards, which should affect the other hand. Alright, I'm working the magnetics back and forth. Alright, now pull your hands on apart and let them hang straight down. Be kind of like stretching taffy or a big rubber band. Now rotate your arms so that your palms aim straight ahead. Your thumbs kind of aim away from you or upward kind of, your little fingers like toward your legs. Now if you're standing up, right now you want to be aware of your balance real close. And just lock into it. Now, I'm going to create a DC negative field of energy here. There's negative field. Now, DC positive. That's a DC positive field. Now, back to DC negative. Holding a DC negative field here. Now, if you have any aches and pains while I'm doing this back and forth polarity, you should notice that those aches and pains are getting warmer and fading off on you. So I'm just pulling the energy back and forth. This is negative. Now, this is positive. The positive normally repels people or pushes. Then the negative will draw you over forwards normally. Just let the energy kind of flow back and forth through you. This will charge you up real good so y'all can get a lot of flower gardening done today. All right. Shake your hands off a little bit. Now break loose and you can sit back down for those who are standing. Let me turn it back to normal. Okay. Are you still with me there?
I am.
You are. Good.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody else out there in the audience can sit back down. They ought to be tingling and humming along pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to accept any other calls, we can. If anybody else wants to call in, that might have picked up on that. I'll feed them through there.
So what you've learned to do, Ed, is really modulate the biofield.
Correct.
And you learned that in the laboratory, right?
Yes. Well, I was doing stuff as a child, and my grandmother did hands-on healing on me as a baby. I was a problem birth, and I picked up on the energy, and I knew about it, but I just couldn't prove it. I couldn't measure it as a kid. Didn't know, you know, the only things I could do was I'd get around other people. I can make them tingle, and I can kind of push them away from me or pull them at me, and I make the other kids in the classroom just tingle like crazy and things like that. But, you know, being that I was out here in the country so far away from everybody, you know, nobody could tell me anything about it. And being that this area is so very strong religiously orientated, this kind of fell into the... how would you say, not liked too well by the church association.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And so
the devil.
Yeah, I was playing with the devil. is what I always heard all my life. So I just I learned a long time ago around people like that just to keep it quiet and just agree with them. And it's better to agree than try to disagree with them. They're so headstrong, you just can't. So I went up through life there, keeping it hidden. And then finally in the early 90s, I was watching TV one night, and the Dr. Levingood, this physicist from the University of Michigan, he had retired. He has a lab called Pylandia Biophysical Labs, and Dan Rather had him on 2020 with him. And they were interviewing Dr. Levingood about the equipment that he has, the charge density pulse recorder. He uses this equipment to measure the increase in tissue or the breakdown in tissue or metabolic rate in plants and animals and measuring energy. Well, he uses the equipment to study me, but also we hook it to other people to establish their pain level. The equipment will quantify pain. You know, you get people that say they got pain that don't, you know, that are kind of fraudulently trying to get stuff out of insurance companies. Well, the equipment will testify whether they are in pain or not, if you know what I mean, which will be beneficial. Okay. Sounds like you got a caller on line three. Hello, caller on line three. Yes.
Hello. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, I'm in Durham, North Carolina, and Ed has done work on not the Lyme, but I had nodules on my thyroid for 9 years running and had them monitored by an endocrinologist up north in Albany, New York, and down here in Durham, North Carolina. And I had a session with Ed, and he worked on my neck, and they were about ready to do biopsy and thinking about surgery on my neck as they were getting larger. And after Ed worked on my neck, I had follow-up procedures like ultrasound and blood work, and the endocrinologist was surprised that my neck, the size of my neck had shrunken, and I no longer needed my Levoxyl medication, nor were they concerned about the size and thinking I needed to have my nodules biopsied. That was about, say, 2-3 months after Ed did work on my neck.
Great.
And that was from back in 2008.
And that was over a year ago, and it's still fine.
Good, good.
So I just
That's a lot easier than surgery.
Put that out there. Pardon?
That's a lot easier than surgery.
Oh, it definitely is. Definitely is. So, yes. And I also had mild asthma, and I had that tested before, and I also had that tested after, and that improved as well, my breathing. So, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, thank you, Bonnie.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember now. Yes. Hello. Okay. Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Where were we?
You were talking about going to the Dr. Levingood's lab.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went up to his lab, and with his equipment, he can measure and quantify this energy. And also on people that are in pain and hurting, he'll have them hooked to it, and then I'll focus on the person, and we can see an increase in their metabolic rate. And, you know, they start, their pain goes away, and you can see it on the equipment as it happens, and all. It's very
amazing. So that's how you learned how to fine-tune it.
I did. By being able to watch his equipment, I could watch my mind, basically, in real time. So in the very beginning, I could just kind of see what my mind was doing, but after a couple of years of working with him, I could control what I was seeing. So I learned how to hold it on either DC negative or DC positive from the baseline, and or how to bounce it back and forth between negative and positive, either at controlled rates. I can control it from about a half a hertz up to about 17 hertz. These are the pulses that go back and forth in the human head on the left and right side of the brain. So, and I believe something that might also help me develop that, I was a musician in high school band growing up, so I was used to counting time and rhythm and learning, music strokes. And so I could count, about 16th of a second. So I believe that helped in the development of this, being able to create the pulse patterns from negative to positive.
Yeah, I think that...
Pardon? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like, in me, it's kind of like rattling off a drum roll or so, and that's the pulses going bop, 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 bop in my head. As they go bop, bop, bop in my head, they show up on his equipment, or I use these pulses to run through another person that's hurting or in pain, and these pulses make the pain go away. It realigns their electrical system. It's like, sending charges of current that the body normally operates on through the body, and it makes all the electrical circuitry correct itself, or it's shorted out or, not properly functioning.
So you did healings on me several times after I had surgery, and what did you do then to increase the energy in the area of the surgery?
Well, I went in my mind and basically welded you back together where you were cut apart. And it basically in a super fast rate forms a shield back. Now, like when I get a hold of people that have broke bones, I'll apply the energy on both sides of the break. That is after they've gone to the doctor and got it set and everything.
Yeah, right. You don't want to do that when it's
I don't want to
malaligned.
Do that before they get not aligned.
Really.
I kind of learned that lesson badly on my right foot or myself.
Right.
So, that's another story. But I let them get aligned, and then I hit them with the energy, and it just fuses the crack right back together. It makes it grow back together just super fast. And at the same moment, the pain goes away. The pain leaves them.
Yeah, I think when you have a surgical incision or a broken bone or a traumatic injury, the electromagnetic field is disrupted.
It is.
I think they see that in the labs, and, of course, we see it when we look as well. And I think that putting that electromagnetic shield back up and reconnecting everything it's really what we do with hands-on healing and what Ed does with the biointrinsic energy. And I think what Ed does is a little bit different than the healing that we do, though. I think it's a different form of biophysics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's exactly the same as what we do with the, laying on the hands.
Oh, you're talking about mine? Yeah, mine's a little bit
different.
Mm-hmm. I'm using more the power of the mind to alter matter.
Right, because when I do healing, I don't do anything with my mind. In fact, I just talk to the patient or think about something else. See, it doesn't matter what I do with my mind. Sometimes I'll see things, that are important, but if I look in the right way with my mind, but my mind has very little to do with the energies coming through me.
With me, when I lock in, I'm using my mind like a power generator. And I'm tapping all the mitochondria energy within my body and focusing it through and giving it a purpose. And, we've done energy healing on the same patient where I've helped you there. And, like, when I send the jolts of my energy through their feet and you'll jump, it comes out their heads.
Right. That's true.
I wish we could. Okay. Hello, Tigger.
Welcome. Hello there, Ed. I'd like to give a testimonial here. My name is Tigger. I live up in Massachusetts. I am 68 years old, and I know Ed only through the telephone so far. And I have known him short of 2 weeks. I've never been in very vigorous health, but the last year and a half, I've been real sick. I had an internal infection that we couldn't get rid of. Last year, I had two surgeries. Since the surgeries, I've been in a profoundly debilitated state with all kinds of complications. I have felt so profoundly fatigued. I just didn't have my life. And since Ed has been working with me, my energy is coming back. Is it perfect? No, I'm not perfect yet, but I think I have hope that we're going to get there through working with Ed and through my practitioners up here. I've got my energy back. I have color in my face again. My life has turned around since I met this person, and I just cannot thank you enough, Ed. I can't thank you enough, and I urge anybody who is in trouble to get in touch because you are truly amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I try to make sure it's done right there and try to help anybody along with it.
Yeah, yeah. There are results here that I never dreamed would happen for me, and in a very short time. And besides that, it's really fun working with you.
Oh, yeah. I put fun into medicine.
You do. You do.
You know, I like to see
fun into being sick. I'm glad I was sick so I got to meet you.
Yeah, I hate it.
Anyway,
you had to meet me that way, but you're welcome. You're welcome. I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm real glad you're on this show today. It's great to be listening to you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
All righty. So how are you feeling now, Dr. Cope, after your surgery?
I feel good.
Good.
Yep. So we were talking about a little bit of how this compares to other healing methods. I think that Ed also has the ability to affect life form energies with this, and that's something that's a little different. I think what a lot of the healers do is that everything's with the life energy, but not so much, at least not focused so much on other things.
Yeah, with healers, that's all they do. Me, I'm all the way across the board. If I can make a lightning bolt jump out of the sky and hit the ground at a predicted spot, I do things like that. I play around with people with gravity wave stuff. I affect sensory equipment at Dr. Levengood's lab and at other labs around the world. I'll be sitting right here in Georgia, my little town here, and I'll either work with them deliberately or not, and I'll change the electrical algorithms going through the planet that they're able to detect in their labs, things like that. Now, I've been playing with something all my life and didn't know what it was, so the only way we're going to figure out what it is for me to keep playing with it and for me to affect their sensors.
Do you think that might be some of what the indigenous people learned how to do when they were needing rain and other changes in the climate? They were kind of playing with the energy field like you do?
Exactly, yes, because I've been able to affect the weather here in my local area quite a bit in different times. And then, like I say, I've been able to predict, 10 minutes ahead of time where lightning bolts would strike to within about 50 feet or so where they'll strike.
Right.
And things like that. So I am interconnected with the electrical systems that are going through the planet and very in tune with them. I also can pick up ahead of time when there's a serious earthquake or a serious loss of life. Like, whenever there's been a big earthquake where 8 and 10,000 people died within just a few minutes, I'll start getting warning signals 3 or 4 days ahead of time. I can't pinpoint in what it is, but it's like I get a signal coming back through time, and I just start getting antsy and just real nervous about things up until a major event happens. And I wish we could figure a way to do enough research, would find other people like this where we could stop the such a huge loss of life, because what I'm getting is the same thing like animals get and other stuff when they're in an area with earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah, the animals get out of the way.
And they get out of the way. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can just feel it coming ahead of time. It's like I know what's kind of coming, I just don't know where.
Well, I think a lot of animals, especially migratory birds and other animals that rely on non, you know, I mean, basically energetic signals are tapped into this and see disturbances in the field. It's really a disturbance in the field that you're picking up on.
It's a disturbance in the field that they're, it's like you're walking around in a slow-moving water, and then all of a sudden a jet ripple comes flying through there, and that's what you're picking up on.
Right.
You know, a change in it, or a cold blast, or a hot blast. And for me, it's, I get all kind of weird sensations from it. And then
I think a lot of humans were tapped into that before we got so modern and away from it.
Exactly, yeah. We were, big time. All the Indians and everything were, and indigenous cultures and stuff, very, very ancient system. Very ancient.
Well, it'll be interesting to see with the changes that are occurring around 2012, December 21st specifically, what you're going to pick up on then.
I feel like I'm so much part of that. There's something coming that just keeps a growing and a growing and a growing. And
well, Paul Lafayette has described a super gravity wave coming in from the center of the galaxy.
Hmm.
So that may be something. I interviewed Paul before on his multi-universe or multiverse theory. One of his books was on that. He's a physicist. But he's got some very interesting information about 2012 as well. And I would think that you would really be able to pick up on something like that. I mean, that's something that is big.
There's something definitely big coming. It's something we're all part of that's getting ready to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel it in the energy. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
I think part of the population's can't wait till it occurs, and the other part of the population is very fearful that it's going to occur.
Exactly.
It's kind of funny watching everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be
but
glad
I have
when
a trust. I have a trust in everything that you know. It's all in divine order, and that it's supposed to come down this way.
It's all good. Everything's going to be fine. I mean, ain't nothing bad going to happen, other than a bunch of people might lose a little money or a few bets or whatever.
A few bets.
But ain't nothing bad going to happen. People are going to get enlightened, you know. I believe people are going to wake up better.
Yeah, they probably will.
I know that what I'm doing and what's happening with my awakening is really catching on all over the place. So a lot more people are coming in tune with this stuff here now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hopeful that in medicine anyway, we're going to get away from, you know, the basis on biochemistry and go more toward biophysics, which is what, you know, when people have healings or experience the changes that with what Ed does to the, you know, bioenergy field, the biointrinsic healing. These things don't have bad side effects. Nobody gets a rash or a, you know, nausea or, you know, they don't get
like
the bad side effects. So it's a lot safer than other methods we're using.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that, just pure energy. And it works instantly. When I lock it into a person, it comes in there strong. Now, this energy that I'm doing, people's heard of Reiki and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the same line. It's just that the level of energy is so much higher. Levengood measures, he has Reiki masters, Tibetan monks, people like that visit his lab, you know, quite a bit, and he hooks them up to the equipment. People that meditate, people that do yoga, energy healers and stuff. And they'll bring the energy up on his equipment to about 40 to 60,000 microamps, which is a measurable energy. And it takes them, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to get it up there. You know, they're kind of in a meditative mode, so it's like a slow curve where it brings it up. But when I get a hold of it, and he thinks just because I've been playing with it all my life and I fell out of a bunch of apple trees and probably been struck by lightning a few times, that when I get a hold of his equipment, I take it up to over 800,000 microamps in less than a second. I mean, I just, it's like a bolt of lightning goes through the equipment, and then I just make it bounce back and forth at about 800,000 from positive to negative in that range. And then I can run it, you know, at will, I can run it from about 200,000 up to 800,000, back down, or I can drop it down to nothing and flatline it. But by learning how to do those things, I've been able to really, when I crank it up to 800,000, if someone's hurting, I can make their whole body get warm and tingly in just a few seconds. You know, and I can do that. I can transmit that worldwide. I can make 100 people get warm and tingly in a few seconds, or even 1,000. All they got to do is be in tune with me, aware.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's what's been good about these Pal Talk chat rooms I'm using and things like that. I'm taking, you know, 10, 15 people at once and locking them in with the energy, and they're all hurting and everything, and they're scattered around the planet, and I make them all feel better at the same instant in time.
Right.
So people, they don't have to leave their home or anything. That's the neat thing about it.
I interviewed Valerie Hunt, who was a physiologist at UCLA who developed machines similar to what Dr. Levengood developed, but she could measure the degree of pain in somebody's aura or the electromagnetic field right above, you know, right outside the physical body. So she could quantitate the pain.
Dr. Levengood has attachments that will do that also. He uses these high sensory coils that will measure the fields outside the body. Actually, it's measuring the magnetic field that's done by the electrical fields in the hands ionizes the air in between the hands and these coils, which induces the magnetic fields in the coils. And they're super, super sensitive, but everybody can do it. You know, and it's just get your hands near it and then start playing with the energies, and you can see it on the EKG readouts. You know, and you keep your hands 2 or 3 inches away from the coils. Like that.
So essentially, you know, pain shows up as a red frequency and can be quantitated. And then when energy is added, the red is countered by blue, which is part of the, you know, and then the pain goes away. And, well, I think what Ed does is just turn up the whole energy coming in so that the body can pick out those energies that it needs.
Yeah, I can wash the body with a whole bunch of energy, and the body knows what it needs to work with, and it just kind of picks out of what I deliver to it what it needs to go with. And
there's a theory. There's a theory that when people fall in love, it's because they have the energy that the other one needs to become complete. And people have even developed sound programs based on, you know, the sound of your voice that you could, you know, when you, if matched up with another human being, their energy field and your energy field when put together creates a unified whole energy field. So that's the feeling of love, is that you now are a complete person when you're with this other person. And then the masters, who really never even marry or usually need other people, are complete in themselves. You know, they have the whole range of everything that you need.
Exactly.
Frequency-wise, yeah. So it's kind of interesting. If you start thinking in terms of biophysics, when you injure something, like had surgery or have an injury, the energy in that area goes down because it's disrupted.
Correct.
And then we're using a lot of energy devices here after surgery, you know, that increase the electromagnetic field in the area of the surgery. And people are having virtually, like I just had my umbilical hernia repaired and had virtually no pain because of that at all. I mean, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
So we're real hopeful that that as we understand more about this, getting the field put back together, that the physical body will heal very quickly with minimal complications.
Yes. Yeah. Now, there's a way to really show that field of energy is in a person that has an amputee, that's had a leg or an arm amputated. Their energy of the arm or leg is still present. I can interact with a person that's like that say their arm's missing, I'll tell them to reach out in their mind, and I'll reach down and shake their hand. And when I'll squeeze their hand, you'll see them jump
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah.
You know, they'll jump up.
Well, that's why they still have phantom pain, too.
Exactly.
Especially if they were injured, if it was amputated, like traumatically, you know, not just for a tumor or something.
One of the doctors I work with, and I think you know of him, is Dr. Bart Flick, is with a theory and idea. We do a limb regeneration lab where people that get these severed limbs and stuff for fingers and whatever, that we apply this energy to them with a special liquid compound keeping the wound wet and able to regrow the limbs, just like a lizard would regrow a tail or a leg. Now, there's a lot of different ways of looking at this energy and applications for it.
Yeah, I think that there's a blueprint of the limb that is still there, and if you can keep it there,
the body will grow back to it.
The body will grow it back, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's been demonstrated in healers, too. Valerie Hunt had a healer documented case of a amputation at the MCP joint of the thumb, grow the whole thumb back through similar methods.
That'll work. Well, shall we do one more little energy thing with everybody?
Sure, we can.
We'll light them up. I'll just warm them up real good, and if anybody's got any aches and pains, this will just soothe you right out. And if there's any of the others with the Lyme disease up the under, just lock into it real good here. And the neat thing, you'll be archiving this radio show like the other ones. People can come back and listen to these shows in the future. And when they take part in this energy thing that I do with you here, it'll reactivate in the future with the same effects.
Right.
So that's the scalar aspect of it.
Right.
Set my phone back up for speakerphone. All right, everybody, start holding your hands kind of like if you were holding a coconut, something about the size of a coconut or grapefruit between your palms. Squeeze in and out just a little bit. You'll feel a magnetic pressure field of energy there. Just get aware to it. Move it in and out just a little bit. All right, now I'm going to turn the energy way up, and this will run all back through you into your bodies, and it'll just make you feel really good here. You'll feel like having a wonderful day. It sure is pretty weather here where I'm at, so after this radio show, I'm going to be really charged up. All right, so now I'm really cranking it on up there. This will have people's bodies warming, tingling. Any aches and pains, you ought to notice them by now, warming, tingling, and going away. Now I'm just going with the energy, and I just keep oscillating it from negative and positive, negative and positive. Back and forth. Basically, I run the energy into you, then I pull it back out of you. That's it. All right, now I'm going to crank it way on up. I'll hold it up there about 17 hertz for just a few seconds. It'll take me a few seconds to get up there. Here it comes. This should feel nearly like a DC current running through your hands, if you can feel that, up in your arms and bodies. I'll hold it up there. I may have to drop it back down to about 12, 13, but that's still strong. That's it, back and forth. It's leaving probably make your feet go to tingling and getting warm, which basically is the blood circulation increasing in you. And it makes all your electrical systems in your body, all your nervous systems, just kind of come back online and then helps reform the shielding around the nervous system so that everything works real good and smooth. There we go. I'm just turning it up and giving it some waves. It's
So I hope y'all feel really good and sleep really good tonight. All right, now I'm going to just back it down. Everybody shake your hands loose, and that'll break you loose. See how that did. Well, that give you enough energy to go clean the gutters out? And most of my people complain there. I work on people, and they'll say, oh, my, they've gone crazy now. Oh, went from bed to cleaning the gutters out up here.
Right.
A lot of these elderly people, I'll go work on them at their houses or stuff. They've been in the bed for several weeks. I'll hit them. I'll get a phone call an hour or so later. Were they supposed to be getting on a ladder, climbing up there on the roof? I just give them so much energy, they're ready to go do something, you know.
Right.
And which I'm glad to see, but I have to tell people, don't waste it all like that. Let it absorb. Let it work
right
on the body. You know?
Yeah, true.
Okay. Well, any other bases you want to touch on there, Dr. Cobb?
Well, you want to talk about your association with Millennium Healthcare?
Sure, yeah. This is a great opportunity that I've had that you allowed me to come to, where I get to come and bring my abilities on Wednesdays occasionally, or different days of the week if people need, in Atlanta. That, you know, it's the first hospital medical center I found that's really open to this holistic type of healing. And so I get to come down there and volunteer and demonstrate what I can do for their patients, for your patients, and for people that hear about me, which is
right.
A great place for them to come in. They get to learn about a whole new way of alternative healing and alternative methods. Dr. Cove's got a great medical center there. Got a lot of trained personnel in there that really know their stuff. You know, and then I just kind of come along and throw them a little bonus in every now and then.
Right. Well, if you're interested in seeing Ed, the number you can call is 770-457-4677, and you can let them know you want to see him.
Do that, or you can call my office line, book with me at 706-782-5188, and then I will meet you at the Millennium Healthcare in Atlanta. That way we all know who's when where. And
right.
I'll come in, meet with you there at the Millennium Healthcare, and you can learn of a whole new healing experience. And it's the way of the future.
I wanted to ask if you had any experience treating burns.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Big time. That's one of our biggies. Grandma was very famous for it, and I worked on a little 5-year-old boy that got burnt last week that they took him to Edmiston or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, I didn't even see the boy. They called me up and said, hey, please, so-and-so's son just pulled a hot boiling thing off on him. They're taking him to the hospital, and I zapped him just under the knowledge of that. And the next day after they took him on down, is it Edmiston, wherever that main burn center is?
Eggleston, yeah.
Eggleston's, they said, this is crazy. The child didn't even need to be there. And
really?
The other hospital had sent him there, and on the way is when I started zapping on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got him there to Eggleston and was working on him, and then overnight they come to the conclusion he didn't even need to be there.
My goodness.
So, yes, I have a major effect on burns. And I've had other people call me up and say, I'm headed to the emergency room. I just burnt my arm with grease. And before they get to the emergency room, it just chills right out. And then they get a scab on it. And then a few days later, the scab falls off, and there's no scar or nothing.
That's great.
If I get to them that quick, you know, during the process, then if they've already
right.
had burns, you know, and been dealing with it, I'm able to bring relief to them. Kind of like an electrical version of aloe vera.
Right.
You know, except I'm able to influence the burn and cause it to start healing real fast. A lot of times it won't even, you know, cause any scarring tissue. But yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If anybody gets burnt bad, you have them holler at me. I'll help them out with it.
Yeah, that's one that people need to remember, because I think getting in there quickly is important.
That's the whole key to it, getting in there
it
very
is.
Quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and then things can be corrected with less
right.
damage.
Right.
The longer you wait, the worse it is.
like that. And yeah, sounding good. And I look forward for my next trip down there. Hopefully next week I can make it down again.
Yeah. Do you have any other contact information you want to give? Give your number again and any other information.
My contact here through my office home would be 706-782-5188. And just leave a message on it. If you would like to see me in Atlanta at Millennium Healthcare, we'll just arrange either like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday. Most likely it'll be Wednesday, then I will make the trip down, and I will come down and meet with you and other people there. Also, I do an internet chat room, which is just kind of to show people about this energy. It's on a service called Pal Talk, and I get in there, and just like I did a few minutes ago here where I do energy and show it, that's what I do in the Pal Talk room, and it allows people to come to me from all over the world and kind of throw out a little problem, and I'm able to work on it, you know, through the Pal Talk chat room. So that's become a very interesting tool to work with. And also email me. I have an email address on Gmail site. I'll pronounce it first and then spell it. I go by the handle of drdobshoe@gmail.com. And that's drdobshoo at gmail.com. And they can email me there and set up a phone number, and I can call you back that way. So there's
great.
Several different ways of doing things. I say you don't have to see me in person. I can do things over the phone. In person is stronger in a lot of cases, but not always necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, any way that you'd like to approach it.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. That was a great energy demonstration. Again, two of them.
You sound perkier than you did, so you must be ready to go clean your gutters out.
No, not going to clean the gutters today.
Okay, you'll get the grass mowed then or something.
Well.
Give you plenty of energy.
Yeah, I got energy to do other things. Maybe clean off my desk.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ed. I do appreciate you joining us today and giving us the demonstrations and
here
at Millennium Healthcare as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we've got Dr. Richard Presser coming back on for the 2012 countdown. He's got information from higher vibrational sources about this, which is important. Then on the 3rd of March, we have Kathleen Martin, who is the niece of Betty and Barney Hill, who wrote a book called Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience, that was in conjunction with Stan Friedman, who we've had on the show a couple of times. He's a nuclear physicist studying the UFO information. Stan told me this is the best documented abduction case that he's seen. That's why he put his name to the book. I actually met Kathleen in the bathroom at the Truth Convention. And actually, Ed was with us at the Truth Convention mm-hmm. as well, demonstrating his talents in the main auditorium. And then on the 10th, we have Michael Cremo, The Hidden History of the Human Race, and then Paul von Voord on the 17th, We've Never Been Alone, A History of Extraterrestrial Intervention. So we're doing a lot of information about ETs and possible relationships to what's coming in 2012. We have a wellness event, Understanding Light and Wellness with the Avalon Effect, from 1 to 4 p.m. on the 25th, which is next Saturday, at the Hilton Garden Inn at Perimeter Center, which is near the office here on off of Lake Hearn Drive in Atlanta. And then the advanced training will be at the office here in Dunwoody from 11 to 3 on Sunday, the 26th. That's at 4370 Georgetown Square. For more information about that, call 770-457-4677. We have the Noetic Science meeting every third Thursday. We just had it on Thursday. Frequency of Genius, the DVD by Richard Sachs, was presented. And we'll have our next meeting the third Thursday of March. If you'll go to the website, the newsletter will be up as to the topic, and that will be up probably in about a week. We also have information about the I Can Do It retreat. This is a inspiring and motivating mind, body, soul events coming to Atlanta, San Jose, Vancouver, and Toronto in the upcoming months. It'll be here in April in Atlanta, providing you an opportunity to meet your favorite authors like Dr. Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Cheryl Richardson, Louise Hay, and more. So join them and your peers for this inspiring and motivating retreat. Go to icandoit.net to find out dates for a city near you or call 1-800-654-5126. So that's the information we have on the upcoming events. And if you will join us next week, we'll be talking with Dr. Richard Presser on 2012. Have a great week.